off the car, you'll be kidding. Today is dated January 23rd. Identifying information, Joyce Daly, D-A-L-Y. Established patient, vital signs, height 4'10", weight 81 pounds, blood pressure, pulse 77 per minute. Chief complaints, I fell down, and it was very difficult, unquote. History of present illness. Since the last visit, patient had sustained a fall while she was at home. She comes in with a bandaged nose, as well as some obvious bruising towards the right side of her cheek. Overall, her mental status appears to be stable. She does not appear to be excessively sedated or unsteady on her feet. I questioned her whether she felt that her falling was related to some possible sedation with her current medication. The patient states no, that she, quote, tripped, unquote. Alcohol substance abuse history, patient denies. Appearance, appropriate, has a bandaged nose, a bruise on the right cheek. Gait and station are steady, normal. Mental status examination, oriented into three spheres. Speech was relevant, coherent, and goal-directed. No evidence of any form of thought disorder. Mood at the present time was normal timing. Affect was somewhat anxious but appropriate. No perceptual disorders, no delusional thought content. Denies any suicidal ideation, intent, or plan. No evidence of any gross cognitive impairment. Problem number one, depression. Problem number two, anxiety. Diagnosis, X is 1A296.32, X is 1B300.02. Treatment plan, continue her current medication regimen of clonazepam, 0.5 milligrams, 2 to 3 times a day, olanzapine, 5 milligrams, 1 tablet after supper, Paxil, 30 milligram tablets every day, Remeron, 30 milligrams, 1 tablet once a day. Number two, follow-up has been scheduled in April. Depending on how patient's mental status fares over the next few months, at her next visit, I will reassess her medication and possibly consider a slight reduction over the spring and summer. End of dictation. Thank you.